Crime is not here, Mr. Omni.
He's just maybe Austin could share a little music.
Yeah, if anybody wants to play.
Good.
I'll read a little bit of poetry. This is a poem that I'm working on, so it's kind of like a skeleton with some fleshy bits. So I'm just going to read the fleshy bits, because the rest gets confusing. It's called I Also. To the women in my life who taught me more than I deserve. The light of the crescent moon blazed above the letter U in a sign for the Golden Nugget Hotel across the avenue from the from the Las Vegas Greyhound station. The clouds were pregnant and full with a magenta glow as they began to drip ever so slow and hung still as stone in the sky, but the air was not stagnant. A light breeze sent a shiver through his shoulders and down his spine, and she remembered he was an honest man doing the best he can. A minimalist, a spiritualist, embracing the bliss, fighting the battles, raging against the maelstrom, the masculine mindsets, disturbing a balance that causes pain, mostly endured by you. To fight the battle of self-awareness, we must turn the warrior within. To fight the battle of self-actualization, until we achieve an emotional intelligence that can ebb and flow and dance with the swells of being a good human. There was immense beauty caught in the glimmering vibration of my tears, dropping to a frozen Lake Winger as I walked with an ancient goddess that commanded me to listen to myself. As the sun set on scars that never seem to end, and life that begins with each fluctuation of imaginary particles inside a wet brain that spews forth the detritus of new worlds. While I have held views of equality and empathy, of anti-fascist awakened enlightenment, embracing the aortic flow of artistic intoxication, I have also been weak. Weak enough to allow these thoughts to toss me from my chosen path. There was a time I executed my soul walking in darkness while conjuring magic without thought. There was a time they abused power entrusted to them and forever changed the course of certain people in my life. But I dreamed a grand vision of a unified universe born from the violence of black holes colliding and a black bird planting a seed in my forehead while a child slept in my lap and I breathed in concert with a dragon. But it was all washed away with wind-soaked skin under wet sea glass glistening as the mementos of a life well lived. The damage of water needed drying. The trees, they were dying. Branches were cut with blood pouring, eyes blind, back broken, soul bare and barren. And so I stepped away from creating community, and breathed deep. We are human. And so we rebuild and restructure, recreating a more robust creature. And perhaps my warrior will stand again. Perhaps it will speak to other men. Perhaps it already has. Hashtag I also never want to leave the world's hashtag me too. For too many have been manipulated with agendas designed to break the will of the human spirit. And my warrior will weigh in to allow women to live free from the weakness of men as we stand awash in a queer sea on a cold day with a quiet inner space. While a cacophony of voices surround two dogs wearing ugly sweaters inside of a bookstore before a poetry reading, and I realize that we are presently living in the genderless future of the better world that they envision, so let's build it together. For I will improve and help others to improve, and my warrior will do no harm. Your emotional labor may very well be the savior of humanity. Sun shines bright, and I'm happy to be happy with happy humans reaching through the sky.